For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is super senior Tegan Rose. And Tegan, first of all, you got your chance to play after being out for so long. I know I've already asked you this, but how good did it feel to get back out there and play?
It felt amazing, really. Like I said earlier, I can't really put it into words. It was just a surreal feeling.
You came into Bemidji State with a couple of other players who are still on this team, another couple of super seniors, Whitney Wojvoda and Kristen Huber. I know you guys are awfully close, but how much have they cheered you on from the sidelines as you were getting ready and prepared to play your first games again?
Yeah, Whitney Huber, you know, they're my best friends here and my roommates before, so they've really encouraged me throughout the years, even when I was just doing my assistant stuff, to get me back into it, and they've just been super supportive about that.
You played two games in 2011, 2012. That was your first season here. Had an assist. Looking back on these past couple of years, at what point did you realize, I'm going to play again?
It wasn't actually till this summer when they told me that they misdiagnosed me and that I had a possibility of getting the heart surgery that could fix my problems. And after I had that done, and the first thing the surgeon said to me after my surgery was, oh, you're going to play hockey? And I said, well, can I? So right after that, it was kind of put in my head that it was a possibility. So that was pretty awesome.
How long did you work after your surgery, work out and prepare to get back on the ice?
Every day, as soon as I got the green light, just starting off little things like small workouts on my own, and then getting back into practice, just the skates and gloves, getting back into full gear. That was a big deal. And then last year, just putting in my work there and trying to prove that I can come back, and worked really hard this summer to get myself into shape, because quite different from being told that I wasn't allowed to do anything 3 years ago. So yeah, I just worked really hard this summer and got into great shape, and I'm feeling great.
Take us back to that first day you were able to step out on the ice in full equipment. What was the emotions in your head?
I remember Rachel was laughing at me, Rachel Kelly. She said, oh, you look good out there. I said, I don't feel that great right now, to be honest. And she said, yeah, I'm not in game shape either. So I said, oh, that's a good thing, I guess. But yeah, it was awesome feeling. I was quite nervous, but every day seemed to get a lot easier from there.
You wore the number 93 when you came into Bemidji State. Now you're number 21. Why the change?
Well, I thought maybe I should go for a new start. And also my brother, Justin, he wears number 21 and he plays for Northern Michigan University. So
kind of just taking after him.
Yeah, I always looked up to him, and he's done this year too. So I thought following his footsteps for the last time.
You're a senior now. You get one more shot at this. How do you think you did in your first game back?
You know, I think I did pretty good. First game's a forward, so that was new for me, but I think I played my role and had fun out there. So
you got to play alongside Emma Terrace and Emily Berglund. Emily is a freshman. This freshman class has done pretty well. None of them have scored yet, but they're coming close. What was it like playing alongside a freshman and a sophomore?
It was pretty awesome. They're really supportive, and they're pretty pumped up that it was my first game back and being able to play with me, and because I was pretty excited. So I thought we had a good excitement going there for the game.
Your team, 0-0 through regulation, through an overtime. Guys go to the shootout. How nerve-wracking is it to be on the bench during a shootout?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a lot different being on the bench than in the stands. So it was, I thought it was exciting in the stands, but being on the bench and just in it with the girls, it was crazy. I really like that.
You guys have game two tomorrow against North Dakota at Grand Forks at the Ralph. What's it going to take to win a game on the road against a team like that?
Well, I think we just got to come out hard like we did today, get in their zone, and we got to be better on our in the defensive end there. And we just got to generate some more scoring opportunities tomorrow.
Tegan, it's so great to see you back out on the ice. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Kelly.